This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, October is Pork Month, and for this morning's show, we'll be talking about all things pork. Executive Director for the Illinois Pork Producers Association, Jennifer Tyree, says the association is focusing on ways to bring awareness about the product and how you can use pork in your meals at home. The association has also developed a new program to ensure that the pork industry has a bright future ahead. Jennifer, I guess to start off, one of the main reasons I wanted to visit with you this month is October is Pork Month.
Absolutely. Every day, 31 days of October, it's all about pork.
So that has to be very exciting for the Illinois Pork Producers Association, and I'm sure you've got a couple of different things to tell us about that you're working on.
Sure. Well, one of the biggest things that we've really been working on with our team here at the Illinois Pork Producers is just to encourage more awareness about the product and the versatility of the ways you can prepare it. And so, of course, the great thing about this time of year is that it's football season. And so we are promoting the U of I football and doing some tailgating opportunities over in Champaign-Urbana and grilling up pork burgers and letting all the football fans at U of I come over and sample, and a lot of them are trying for the very first time pork burgers.
Well, that is very exciting, and what a great way to reach out to consumers who might not come from a farming background. Everybody likes sports, so what an awesome way to do that.
Absolutely, and our next big one will be actually at the end of the month at the U of I homecoming game on October 28th, and we are partnering with National Pork Board and bringing in the huge trailer. And so we have our grill here at Illinois Pork Producers, but we're going to have an even larger presence on October 28th, a really great visual to draw more people in to try pork burgers and just have a great time before the football game gets started at 11 o'clock that morning.
Awesome. Well, definitely sounds like something to look forward to later on this month. And you mentioned the pork burgers, but also at the Illinois State Fair this year, I know you showcased a new pork product that you had for sale. So I think kind of an emphasis on all the things that you can do with pork.
Yes, so that was the pork twister, and we've actually been trying to encourage our social media audience to get involved with when we did the naming for the new product. That was actually selected by one of our Facebook fans. And so the pork twister is our pork loin served on a kebab with bacon weaved in between. And so who doesn't love bacon?
Yes.
It was a perfect pair, and it was a really popular item this year at State Fair.
Well, I'm glad that that went over well. I did have a chance to try one, and I did like it, so I'm rooting for you guys for that one.
Great. Well, it will definitely be back next year, so it'll be on the menu now. It's a permanent fixture.
Sounds great. So, Jennifer, you told us about, we'll call it your tailgating activities at football games. Anything else happening in October for Pork Month that you're working on?
Well, we're actually next week going to be grilling to our friends over at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. We've got the Illinois Department of Agriculture has opened up their parking lot, and we're going to be grilling out to all the employees over at Department of Agriculture, Department of Natural Resources. We encourage everyone to come over and have lunch on October 17th over at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. We're going to be cooking from 11 to 1. And I think it's just a great way to give back to our friends of the Department of Ag, give back to the community, and also let them have a great taste, a great lunch, and enjoy pork.
Yes, and what a great way to promote it. I think that's a great idea. So we'll look forward to that on October 17th. Jennifer, I know your work with the pork producers, you guys are always focused on what lies ahead in the future and constantly trying to improve things for the pork industry, and you have implemented a new program.
Yes, it's Future Leaders in the Pork Industry. It's going to kick off in 2018, and we are actually accepting applications for the program now. The reason we decided to look towards a program like this is because we realize, you know, looking around the boardroom, we have a lot of our pig farmers that have been involved in the association and been involved in industry for a while. But we need to groom that next generation and get them engaged in being part of the association and helping us be that next future voice for our industry. And so that's really what the Future Leaders Program is geared towards, is trying to recruit that 25 to 40 age group, you know, give or take, we're not living by those numbers, but really trying to immerse them and give them like a 101 on what's happening in the pork industry and get them engaged for the future.
Well, this is really exciting, and I think farmers listening should be excited about this because you are thinking ahead and looking to the future and trying to get younger people involved in the pork industry. So I assume there's going to be some meetings and things that are going to take place during this program?
Yes. So next year, like I said, it'll kick off. We're going to have our first meeting in Springfield, basically the hub of the Illinois Pork Producers Association, in May. Then we're going to move over to Monmouth and have our second meeting in July over at the Smithfield plant. And then our final meeting will be up in Chicago in November, where we're going to kind of see the retail end of our industry. So it's kind of like a from the farm to the packing plant to the final place where our product ends up in Chicagoland. What a better place than to talk with a lot of those retail outlets and try to hit our largest consumer base in our state.
Well, it definitely sounds like a great opportunity to learn some new things, maybe about, as you said, on the packaging side of things as it leaves the farm and goes to those manufacturers. And then if someone would like to get involved with this, what is the application process?
Sure. They just need to go on ilpork.com and click on our Future Leaders application. It's a two-page application. There's some questions just kind of asking why you want to get involved and some of the history of what you've been doing in the industry already. And those applications are due by November 15th. We'll then decide on our first group of recruits and announce those early January. And so we're really excited to be able to offer this program and try to educate that next generation of our future leaders.
Well, it definitely is exciting, and the time to apply is now. So if you're listening, go ahead and do that. You have until November 15th. Jennifer, great catching up with you. The pork producers always have a lot of awesome things going, and excited to hear that there's new things being developed. If farmers or anyone listening would like to contact you guys, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You know, give us a call at our office. It's 529-3100. Or shoot me an email, jennifer@ilpork.com. We're really accessible. So if you need anything, or check out our website at ilpork.com.
Jennifer Tyree, Executive Director for the Illinois Pork Producers Association. And since it's Pork Month, don't forget we are giving away pork certificates again this year from our friends at the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers Association. All you have to do to enter the contest is send an email to WSMI@WSMIradio.com, put the word pork in the subject line, and include your name and phone number in the message of the email to be included in the drawing. We are only accepting one entry per person, so only send us one email. Entries must be received by October 31st. Winners will receive $15 worth of checks to purchase pork products. We'll announce the winners on November 1st, and for the official rules of the contest, visit our website, WSMIradio.com. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.